In what supporters say is a watershed moment, the state legislature Friday afternoon approved what Democratic lawmakers and tenant groups say are the strongest tenant protections in a generation. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Tenants cheered and some cried as Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins arrived at a victory rally organized by tenants groups just before the voting took place. Stewart-Cousins credited the success to her close working relationship with Hastie.
To work with my great colleague, my wonder twin.
In a break from past protocol in Albany, the legislature worked out the deals of the tenant protection bills themselves without the input of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo had cast doubt on the newly Democratic-led Senate's ability to approve the bills and said he did not plan to become involved in the talks. The bills renew and strengthen New York City's rent regulations and extend tenant protections to the rest of the state. It ends the more than 20-year rule known as vacancy decontrol that allowed landlords to place a rent-stabilized apartment on the free market for a higher rate once a certain threshold of monthly rent was reached, based on yearly increases set by a state board. Under vacancy decontrol, 300,000 rent-regulated units were removed from the system. The measures also limit the ability of landlords to raise rents when they make improvements to apartments. From a previous 6% increase, it will now be capped at 2%. The bills also extend tenant protections to the entire state, making it more difficult for landlords to evict tenants. And the measures allow municipalities that don't have rent regulation in parts of Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and all of upstate to opt into a rent-regulated system. Speaker Hastie says it represents a turning point.
We'll begin to reverse the tide of the last 25 years of the landlords having the advantage to having people not be priced out of their homes, pushed out of their homes, threatened out of their homes, forced out of their homes. So this is an absolutely wonderful day for the city of New York, the state of New York.
Later, in remarks on the Senate floor, Senator Stewart-Cousins, who grew up in public housing, says she would not be who she is today if not for the stability of rent protections. She says she has sponsored some of the bills passed this year ever since she first came to the Senate 12 years ago, and she sees the votes as a signal of an even greater change.
Yes, the pendulum is swinging. Yes, it's been swinging in one direction for 40 years. Guess what? We've got to begin to address the fact that unless we as a legislature show a commitment to the things that matter to people, none of us, no matter how long we stay here, will feel that we've succeeded.
Most Republicans oppose the measures. Assemblyman Michael Fitzpatrick, a GOP member from Long Island, in remarks on the Assembly floor, says the rollbacks of the vacancy decontrol and improvement incentives for landlords are a catastrophe in the making. He predicts that landlords will lack incentive to build affordable housing for poorer tenants or to install new appliances and make other upgrades in existing apartments.
I fear you're going to see them either sell off their properties, allow them to go into a state of disrepair. We could see a return to some of the bad old days where people abandoned their properties. This will not help tenants. This is going to be very damaging, and it's going to discourage any investment whatsoever in new affordable rental properties.
The bills were approved one day before the current rent regulations were set to expire. It will be the last time lawmakers face that kind of deadline pressure on rent rules. The new measures make the changes permanent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.